Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you going to do if TikTok does go away this Sunday? 92.5 WBEE. TJ Bo, producer Hope. My wife loves TikTok. I mean, she does. She's like, where do I go? I don't know. Is there an alternative? Is there an American company that's going to create a similar TikTok?
So people are jumping ship to the Chinese version of TikTok, which in English is translated to Red Note.
Red Note?
All in Mandarin. It's called Red Note. There's no English in this app. All of these TikTokers are learning Mandarin so that they can convert over to the Chinese version of TikTok.
Oh. Red Note. That's what my daughter, Ava, was talking to her sister on FaceTime, and they were like commiserating. They were like, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do after? I don't even want to think about it, Ava. Like, my life, I have so much time for TikTok. And she said, Red Note. I'm going to Red Note. I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, the Chinese people are calling all the Americans coming over TikTok refugees.
Wow.
Yeah.
The social world, listen to these terms.
So, teaching the Americans Chinese, and then there were Chinese kids in the comments asking all the Americans for help with their English homework.
Hey, look, that actually sounds like it's a good thing. They're bonding, right?
Yeah.
We'll help you with the Mandarin. You help us with the English. There may be something good there.
Are you finding that more TikTokers than not really could care less about anything security-wise?
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to give my data directly to China and use the Chinese version of TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the whole reason why they're trying to get TikTok away. It's a security thing.
And this has gone on forever. So the fact that it's actually happening and finally here...
Well, so there's a new proposal to extend the ban another 270 days so that there's more time to talk about it. I haven't seen anything about that going through, but they're trying to push it back again.
So that would help you not have to rush to this Red Note jumping ship going across there being a TikTok refugee. They may extend it.
Time to learn Mandarin.
Right. It's like this generation's version of the Boston Tea Party.
Really?
It's like, you don't want us to have TikTok? Oh, we're going to go over to Red Note. We're going to have the Chinese version of TikTok and learn Mandarin.
Hang on a second. You said everything's in Chinese. So do you even know what the terms and conditions are?
No, but who reads them when they're in English? Have you ever in your life read the terms and conditions before accepting them?
I got to be honest. No. I start. I think I am. One paragraph and a half. Oh, I'm done. I'm just clicking terms and conditions.
I'm hitting next and I'm like, what does it say? Oh, I got to check a box. I agree. I've read and agree. Click. Go on.
Yeah. You want to move fast?
Yeah.
How about a loan default or credit card? Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to pay it back. You clicked. You agreed on the terms and conditions. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. We thought we had the husband of the year, Drew, yesterday, making his wife breakfast every morning, getting up early and picking out her clothes. But there's a new candidate we have to consider.
Yes. Karen checked in. My hubby saved my life. February 22nd of 22, I went into sudden cardiac arrest in my sleep. He realized something was wrong and started CPR and called the ambulance. Spent a week in medically induced coma. I hope he doesn't regret his decision to save me.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Bow down. You're the husband of the year.
Husband of the millennium.
How could you ever get mad at him after that?
I know.
Like, forever and ever, he's going to be the man who saved your life.
And I bet he's a cool guy. He'll never use that car. He won't say, you remember I
yeah.
saved
really?
You. Saved your life. But have you ever watched a TV show, you know, law enforcement or first responders? And you're like, okay, CPR, I think if I have to. Or Carter, I got that. You got to press and all. You're thinking of all these things, right? Damar Hamlin. We all took classes and learned it.
Yeah.
But have you had to use it yet? This guy jumped into action?
No, but I have friends who have lost a loved one because the same thing happened in their sleep. And they just kind of sat there and called 911. You know what I mean? So that's super valuable to know is CPR.
Now, what is this whole sleep thing?
I don't know why. It's happened in the night for two of my friends.
You're kidding me.
She lost her, and they were young guys.
Oof.
And one lost her husband right in the middle. He kind of sat up and there was nothing. She didn't know what to do. And he just right there. And had she known CPR, right?
Yeah.
So we can save our loved ones. I'm ready, Steve. Don't worry. I got you, honey.
That's confident. You got to be confident, though. You're going to jump into
action. Let's hope he's got me, too.
Steve!
Oh, my gosh.
Let's all take classes together, right? Wow. And what an interesting story. Husband of the year. You know, because a lot of people jumped on our social and were like, hey, he is the best. I'll put him against anybody. Yeah, but we were looking for examples. You know, and you can still jump on there. You could also call or text 585-252-WBEE. We were looking for example. That's an example. Mm-hmm. Wow. Sleep. Saved her life. Mm. Whew. Okay. Now you got to be the judge. Drew picking out the clothes yesterday. We're all big on him pumping them up. But this guy, I'm just saying.
That's hard to compete.
It really is.
But good luck.
Yeah. 25 WBEE, Rochester's new country. We're here for you. Yep. Spread the good vibes and learning that you better know CPR. Many are affected by just their partner laying there right in the bed. You might have to jump into action.
Seems to be a trend where you're frequently with the spouse if something's going to go wrong. And this said, my daughter didn't know CPR, but the 911 operator talked her through it, and she saved her 48-year-old husband's life. It's called a widowmaker. He is doing great now. So, yeah, that's what happened to two of my friends. Now, I mean, I'm not young, but I'm not old. And we're in our 40s, and this happened in about 10 years ago, that both of them lost their husbands in the night to a heart attack and didn't know what to do. So I told Steve, I'm ready. I'm like, hon, the day you start looking a little flustered, sit up in bed, you know, hit me to wake up and help save you. I got this. I learned CPR.
With Steve's luck, it might be just a bad dream. And you're pounding on his chest.
Right. Wait, like, stop. Wait.
But very serious. It's always good to know CPR. You never know when you're going to need it. Thanks for sharing your stories about how you saved your soulmate. Call, jump on social. We're here for you. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. Yesterday, Drew, we thought he was the husband of the year. Getting up early, making breakfast for his wife, picking out her clothes. One texter says, that's a bad vibe to me. What is he, controlling? Picking what she wants to wear? I never thought of it that way.
I didn't get that vibe from him.
No.
He kept repeating that it's just one less thing. She's not a morning person.
Yeah.
She has trouble in the morning, and it's just one less thing she has to worry about.
He was like a walking Valentine's Day card. Like, you just saw the love for his wife, like, oozing and goozing out of him. There's, like, absolutely no malintent. It was just, like, a red glow of love behind him as he was talking about his wife.
You're saying he was a walking Hallmark card. And yes, he was in love with his wife. So we didn't get that bad vibe. But interesting, one of our B family of listeners thought of that. And then today, well, on our social, bragging about how her husband saved her life. CPR in the middle of the night. And to this day, she still thanks him and loves him. And many others are jumping on now. CPR has saved lives. So, and we were talking about husband of the year, but there's many wives that have helped their man.
Oh, yeah. Most of them, I would say, is the wife's helping because their husband had some seizure, some sort of heart attack in the night. And although a lot of them have said they called on the phone and 911 talked them through it, the other one said, hey, you know, they said they couldn't get an ambulance here in time, so I had to pull them on the floor and perform it myself until they arrived. Yeah.
And of course, Damar Hamlin has brought attention to being aware and how to use CPR. I've taken two classes, never had to use it, and you don't know how good you are until you have to use it. Have you taken a class?
Yes, and my husband and my son through Boy Scouts.
Oh.
So my son could also hopefully save me. Okay. If God forbid anything were to happen.
That's great.
So I keep reminding him. I was like, look, you know, remember the whole CPR thing. If anything ever happens to Dad and I. He's like, I got you, Mom. I got you, Mom.
Hope?
Not up to date. I took it a long time ago when I was getting my babysitting certification through.
Yes, that's required for babysitting certification.
Okay. It's a great reminder. We're hearing these stories. I can't believe how many people have saved their spouse in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening during sleep. I don't think I'm going to be able to fall asleep tonight.
What?
I really don't. I'll be thinking about all these poor people. It's happened to them in their sleep. But check out when you could do a refresher course, or heck, I've taken it twice. I'd take it a third time. It's practice. Practice makes perfect on the CPR classes. And if you hear of a group doing it, let us know. We'll jump in there. I mean, I think it's something you can't, it can never hurt you to know more. And in fact, what are their classes, right? Maybe we're on to something. It's a new year. We're all talking about resolutions, bucket list goals. Maybe learn more life-saving skills. Maybe.
Is there a class for the Heimlich?
Yeah, you can get certification for that. You can learn that stuff. I went to the ambulance, my local ambulance, you know, where the EMTs and everything are, and they hosted one. But I know there is so many CPR and first responders host because they want you to be able to help. They don't want you to have to sit there helpless while you wait for a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a million thank yous to our first responders every day helping us sleep better. If you've got something going on, helping out the community with some free classes, let us know. We got big mouths in a good way. We'll get the word out for you. We are hearing so many incredible life-saving stories. Wife saving husband, husband saving wife, saving other family members. You just got to know what to do and be alert. And I think it's instinct. You just jump into action sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes your instinct isn't the right way to do it, you know, and then you end up panicking, overreacting, and not able to do what you should do. That's why at CPR, frequently they teach you Heimlich most of the time. And listen to this texter. It goes, my husband saved my life by doing the Heimlich. I was choking on a piece of food. He noticed, he did it, and saved my life.
There you go.
There are so many spouses that save each other's lives. I had no idea how common this was.
I was a waiter, bartender before I got in the radio. Done the Heimlich four times to strangers.
Really?
And three of them were embarrassed, didn't even say thank you. One did say thank you. The others are just embarrassed. But and it's okay. I wasn't.
Right.
I just, you go into action, you get behind them, and you, you know. I remember being at a radio convention out of town. I'm talking to my wife, and this is when my son was just a baby. You know, he's like 1 year or something like that, maybe one and a half. And she's talking, she's like, oh my God, he's choking on an apple. And she drops the phone, and here you are in another state going, hello, hello, hello. And came back on. She's like, yeah, I put little John on my hand. So his stomach was on her hand and then hit in the back until coughed it up. And she's like, whew. And you're sitting there going, God, I wasn't there. And I thought to myself, I wouldn't even known to do that with a little one. I had only done it to adults.
It's weird. I don't think my mom instinct was correct either, but it worked how she did. Because it frequently kids choke on stuff, unfortunately. But Ava was a baby in the car seat and back. And Morgan was like just turned 3. And she had French fries from McDonald's. And she thought, without telling me, she would share her French fries with her baby sister. So she jams a French fry into jams a French fry into her newborn sister's mouth. And I'm looking, of course, at all times in the rear view. And I go, what did you do? And she goes, I share. And I was like, oh my God, pull the car over. Yank the car seat out. And the first thing I'm fishing around with my finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only thing I can do. And it worked. I got it. But yeah.
The key is you got it.
I got it.
Motherly instincts. Boom.
That's right.
Or fatherly.